It's the last week of early voting in North Carolina. Social justice and voting rights groups have been working especially hard to get African Americans to the polls. They say they hold the key to who wins on November 8th. Even President Barack Obama and Congressman John Lewis will be campaigning again in the state this week to try and excite a group of voters who seem to lose their enthusiasm. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge has the story.
Only about 20 North Carolina counties allow residents to cast their early votes on Sundays, so many churches participate in what's known as Souls to the Polls. As soon as church lets out, parishioners head to the nearest polling place. Last Sunday at New Light Missionary Baptist Church in Greensboro, dozens of people walked to the polls.
We need something a little bit more upbeat.
I know, that's right. We need a little pick-me-up.
Pick me up.
We Shall Overcome is a nice civil rights marching song, but 70-year-old L.J. Pettyjohn said what many of us were thinking.
Not one step back. Not one step back.
Michelle Fox is 42. Like many others, Fox's husband drove the 1.5 miles to the Barber Park voting site, but she walked in style.
I have never walked to the polls, and I've never walked in heels this far.
How high are those heels?
They're about 4 inches.
And you did it?
Because it was so important. It's important for me to send a message, not only for myself, but to my children.
Civil rights leader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, helped kick off the walk with his friend, the Reverend Curtis Brown, pastor of New Light Missionary Baptist Church.
If it were not for being forced, we wouldn't have this privilege. So we're marching because we have this right to vote, and we need to make sure that every individual have that.
Right now, early voting turnout in North Carolina for African Americans is lower than it was in 2012. And that's got a lot of folks worried, especially Democrats. Marcus Bass is the statewide campaign director for Democracy North Carolina, a nonpartisan organization that advocates for voter participation. He's worried.
Oh, no, I think I'm definitely worried. I think there's been a lot of things in North Carolina since 2008 that will kind of predict the youth turnout, or more importantly, the minority youth turnout being very low.
Bass says young African-American voters are not hearing a message that includes them.
The 2008 election was an election about making history. This election is about safety and security and sustainability in a real way.
Another reason why some voting rights advocates say African-American turnout is down this year is because of how limited early voting opportunities were in the first week of early voting. Lines were so long, people just left. Some counties, like Guilford, only had one early voting site open at the start of early voting this year, surprising for its size. In 2012, more than a dozen polling places were open there. Some would call that voter suppression. Whether it's voter suppression or depression, longtime voters like L.J. Pettyjohn tells me he's optimistic. As we walked that last hill to the nearest polling place Sunday.
It seems like a nice, quiet neighborhood. Yeah. I wonder if they voted. I guess that's one thing. When you walk to the polls, people see you.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they would be inspired by it, and if they hadn't, come on out and do it. This may lift up a lot of people who's looking at us doing this and say, well, look, it's time for me to get off my dusty and get out here and vote.
Early voting ends Saturday. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.